Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 49th Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and I'm joined by filmmaker Maja Bitkova, who's presenting the wonderful film that I really loved and I saw last night, very excited about it, and it's called Victoria. So thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
All right, well, let's kick things off by telling the listeners what the story of the film is about.
Victoria is a story that happens between 1979 and 1994 in my home country, Bulgaria. And it's a story of an unwanted child, Victoria, which, although the mother doesn't want it and doesn't love it, comes to birth, but because it was unwanted and unloved, it comes to birth with no umbilical cord and becomes the baby of the decade of communist Bulgaria, and the communist leader Todor Živko becomes her godfather, and she lives happily until the fall of communism.
An epic of a mixture of poetry and history. I'd like to start off with the historical side. There's so much ground to cover in this film. Very ambitious. How did you manage to do that?
Well, we've been trying to work on the historical part, I think, on three levels. One level was the archives that we were using and things that really happened for real. And we wanted to give a very good impression about where the story begins and what is the context of the story when it starts, and also how it ends. I mean, halfway through you have the archives as well. This is one point. On the other point, we were doing reconstruction of historical events, where we've been putting our actors and extras into historical events that happened in Bulgaria and in Sofia, and we filmed them. And then there is another layer, which is, I think, more subtle one. It's the entire background of the story of Victoria, because it's a very personal story, but then the entire background is the historical background. Mm. And there are many events that are many events in the historical which are provoking reactions in the personal. So it's like a combination between personal and social as well.
Yeah.
Because the entire film Victoria is based on a true story. I need to make that clear. I need to clarify what is a true story there. So on one hand, this we already spoke about it, the historical past. We are even referring to dates into the film. And on the other hand is the personal. This is the story of me and my mom.
Right.
So the entire story between the mother and the daughter, Victoria and her mom, is the story between me and my mom. So this is the personal side. And I have to tell you that I have a belly button.
Okay.
So we should not be fixed on the belly button thing. The belly button is a metaphor.
Yeah.
And it's a metaphor for the lack of connection between the mother and the daughter, and for the lack of the innermost love between two creatures that need to be connected from the moment of birth to their last day, the mother and the child.
And this just makes the whole project even more delicate, because not only are you dealing with your country's history, but you're also dealing with your own personal history.
To be honest, it was really a hard path, and I think that it's like a karma film. It sounds a bit ridiculous, but it's
not
true. Because I've been trying to make the film for 9 years. I mean, I wrote the story in 2005, and I thought that I'm going to make the film in a year. And I was very dedicated and very positive about it. But then things started to be very, very hard. I had to separate with two producers on the film until I obtained the rights of my own story. And from the moment I became the producer, also as being the writer and director of Victoria, I started shooting in 3 months.
Really?
Yes, it was very quick.
You had to acquire the rights for your own story.
Yeah, this is so unfair. You know, because in Europe, still the author, I don't know, maybe it's in the entire world, the author is not the boss.
Right.
You can come up with the story. You can earn the money for making the film with your own story, but that somebody else is your boss.
Gosh.
It's the producer who's telling you what to do, when and how. And this drove me insane.
It would drive me insane too. It sounds extremely unfair.
Yeah, but it never happens anymore. So I'm producing my own films.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, we've talked about like the mixture of the narrative and the poetry. And in more specific details, this story is kind of split up into three parts. Before the baby is born, and the child, part childhood, and then when she's a more grown-up adult. Now that you told me that this story is your story, how did you structure it? And how did you come up with all the different elements to put in each of the story?
For me, it's very important that Victoria is a three-act structure, actually, because I think that I somehow followed it throughout my entire conscious existence, that stories that work in three acts are the stories that the most somehow go with me.
Sure.
And they are giving me the most of this emotional feeling about the story. I don't know, it's like, it's strange.
It's theatrical even.
Yeah, but it's strange, it's like somebody's face really works for you, you know? So it was very easy to structure it because it was clear for me, and I'm very happy that you distinguished the three parts in the film.
Yes.
And you did it right, I mean, because some people don't get it. So, of course, the story before the baby is born and when the baby is born is the first part. And then, of course, the story with the young Victoria. This is the part where the biggest change happens. Mm. Because you have a character which is very full of itself.
Spoiled.
Herself, very spoiled by the party. She's a godlike figure. She doesn't care about anything or anyone. She doesn't have authorities. Mm. And then this exact character falls down from, you know, from the top and needs to face a different reality and to change. And this is my favorite part because what I'm interested into when making films is the catharsis of the human soul. Mm. The moment when you change and the process, how it happens. It's a very, very precious to me, and this is why the third part. I love the third part as well because it's the it's very silent.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody talks there almost. There
are
only a couple of words.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's about emotion.
Yeah, and you take even more poetic licenses by with all these images, and there's one that's very prominent: the milk. The image of milk, which I presume is a representation of the theme of motherhood, which is a key element in
motherhood, purity, connection. It's a symbol as well.
Let's talk about the theme of motherhood, actually, and how it shaped the film in your own opinion.
The theme of motherhood for me is the most important theme because we all are what we are because of our mothers. Or the connections we have with our mothers, or the connection that we don't have with our mothers. We are entirely formed by the way that our mothers brought us into this world. Mm. So this is my conviction, totally. And I really believe that this world can be a better world if you have a connection with your mom.
Yeah.
And this is why they asked me numerous times after the world premiere of Victoria in Sundance, what is the thing that I want the audience to feel after the film is finished? And I always answer one and the same thing. I want them to call their mothers, if it's still possible.
Right.
And this works, and it happens.
Especially because in the third part, it's a very meditative tone, even just with the fact that there's a lack of dialogue, but there's still power and emotions through the visuals.
Yeah.
Spectacular visuals, by the way, and I was wondering about actually how it was a transition from your story written down or even told to actually getting it on the big screen.
I've been working with the DOP of the film, Krum Rodriguez, who's half Colombian, half Bulgarian, for many years now, since 2006, I think, and it's a man that I respect a lot, and we have a very nice way of collaborating, actually. Because what we do is we first sit down and work on the script, which means that we read everything word by word, and we discuss every single detail in the film for a month and a half or 2 months. Mm. But this is what we did with Victoria, and then we went shooting it, and we didn't talk on the set.
Oh, really?
Yes, it was clear what we are doing, so we didn't discuss it. We didn't have a storyboard, because I don't believe in it. I think that sometimes the set and the actors or the environment gives you more than what you drew on your stupid piece of paper, you know. So for me, the most important is to follow the emotion. If the emotion gives me another type of shot, I'm going to do the other type of shot, and I don't care. What we were discussing while preparing for the shooting was that we would like to have a type of shooting close to a documentary.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very, very stylized. But actually, if you look at it, it's the simplest way you shoot a film.
Yeah.
So, I don't like panoramas. I never use cranes in my films. I never do this. I don't like it because every time I see it in a film, I think about the crew that did it. It's like it's bringing the curtain up for me, so I never use it.
Interesting.
So it's very simple. We have a DOP. It's my DOP. It's not even a cameraman that works for him, but it's my DOP who's holding the camera, and he's shooting the film. That's it. Nothing else. We are almost using natural lights in the film, and you would never say it because it looks very stylized.
That's true.
Yes, but it's like because the shots are worked out as pictures, you know, as paintings, not pictures. It's Caravaggio. This is the what we followed as a way of working. So you have the natural source of light, and you are basically backing up this natural source of light in order to accomplish what you intend. And there are no tricky shots, although the film is not entirely realistic, but magical realism. We also shot the crazy parts, the so-called crazy parts, as natural, like something that happens naturally.
And at this point, it's only fair to bring up the acting as well, because the performances are incredibly intense, and add to the intensity of the whole film, Victoria. So how did you work with the actors?
I was intending at the beginning to rehearse with them. So I was dreaming of rehearsing with my actors for a month or a month and a half, but it never happened, because I was also the producer of the film, so I didn't have time to sleep. And we didn't rehearse even for a moment. It wasn't even a minute of rehearsing. So I went there. They knew, because I was talking to them. I didn't rehearse, but I was talking to them a lot. I would meet them, and I'm going to speak for 2 hours, and then I'm going to say bye and leave. And it happened, like, on a regular basis, to talk and talk and talk and talk. It's like I was giving them,
yeah,
and they gave me afterwards, you know.
Right, right. Yes. So on set, it was already, the performance
it
was
already there.
Kind of like the DOP, the process of the DOP. So.
But there is something I would like to share with you, because I think it's very important for this film.
Please do.
Because I had this very personal response from people about Victoria. People come and hug me. And it's very strange, you know, from people that don't know you, to hug you or to thank you in this way or to kiss you. It's really very emotional. And I would like to say that the reason why this film is what this is, or let's say, Victoria is exactly the film I wanted to make.
Right.
From the beginning till the end, from the first credit to the last credit. And it happens very rarely. But I did it with my crew, as I've been doing it with my family.
Mm.
And this is the most important thing. And for me, because family is the most important thing, I'm trying to create it everywhere I go.
That's great. And on that note, we thank you very much for joining
thank
us.
You.
It was a fascinating interview.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, and thanks for a wonderful film. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.